Martha Olvera remembers where she was when she first heard about the discovery of an abandoned tractor trailer with 69 undocumented immigrants at a Victoria, Texas gas station on May 14, 2003. 15 years ago, this coming week, 19 people died after being stuck there in the Texas heat for hours.
I was in a federal building around 11 o'clock in the morning when I heard about the tragedy in Victoria.
Olvera was in a federal building fighting for justice for her brother-in-law, who died after being severely beaten by U.S. immigration officers in 2001. More on this later in the story, but for now, I want you to know that she was already focused on a tragic event that forever changed her life when she happened to hear about what happened in Victoria.
There was 69 persons in a trailer, in a hot trailer, and 19 died, including one 5-year-old baby that came with his father.
The baby, the 5-year-old child, his name was Marco Antonio Villaseñor. He was the first to die in the trailer. 17 other people would die in the abandoned trailer in Victoria, Texas, along U.S. Highway 77, a major thoroughfare that connects Mexico to Houston. Another person would die in the hospital later, bringing the total to 19 deaths related to this tragedy in Victoria. The trailer that normally was used to transport milk was abandoned by then 33-year-old Tyrone Williams, he himself an immigrant to the United States from Jamaica. 3 years later, he was found guilty on 38 of 58 counts brought against him in a federal court, and he could have received the death penalty for the deadliest case of human smuggling in United States history. After 5 days of deliberation, jurors here in Houston decided to spare his life, and he is currently serving 19 life sentences. 3 other people were sentenced to 14 to 17 years in prison, each for their role in organizing and leading the smuggling operation. But back when Olvera first heard about the tragedy in Victoria, she wanted to do something. So she and some friends decided to go in a caravan to the site of the tragedy about a week after it happened. And they've come back every year since.
We try to that people don't forget about the tragedy. And we ask the government to change the laws and for that all the immigrants, and including me, I'm immigrant too. So this is the main reason that we don't want this, nothing like that to happen again. But last year, they found another trailer in San Antonio, Texas.
It happened again last year, this time in San Antonio. 10 immigrants died after a tractor trailer was discovered carrying 39 immigrants on San Antonio's south side. In that case, just last month, 61-year-old James Matthew Bradley Jr. was sentenced in federal court to serve 2 consecutive life sentences.
All the time when we in a ceremony, we see the trailer pass by and we are thinking how many trailers go with people.
Martha Olvera's brother-in-law was... Well, he was murdered by 3 immigration agents after he was detained by them early in the morning on March 25th, 2001. His name was Serafin Olvera. With a lot of work, Martha Olvera and her husband got justice for Serafin.
Well, this defendant never goes away. Never goes away. It was very, very, very hard for our family. He left 5 children. Now they are adults. I was looking for justice for him every single day until the agent was in jail. That was the first time in the history of the United States the special officer went to jail for beating an immigrant.
A federal judge sentenced the immigration agents who beat Serafin Olvera and denied him medical attention until several hours later. Injuries he sustained would leave him hospitalized for 11 months, the rest of his life. The federal judge sentenced Richard Henry Gonzalez to 78 months in prison, Luis Ray Gomez to 41 months, and Carlos Reina to 33 months. It's her brother-in-law's passing that encouraged Martha Olvera to get involved in making a difference in the world. Tomorrow, Saturday, May 12th, you can join her as the pro-justice for Serafin Olvera and the Victoria Committee invite the community to denounce this criminal business of human smuggling and to remember the victims by attending the memorial that will be held in their name. During the memorial, on Highway 77, across from the gas station where the tractor trailer was discovered, A mass will be said for the 19 deceased immigrants, and different groups will speak about the significance of the tragedy. For the People's News, I'm Brandon Moeller.